Christian greetings to each one, young and old, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are grateful for the privilege to be here, and may the grace and mercy of God be multiplied in our lives as we continue on the journey with walking with God. If you remember the message I shared with you, walking with the Lord in 2015, it was back towards the first of the year. Now it's half of the year is gone already. And time is going fast. Time is going on. So we just bless the Lord. Like David says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And so as the Apostle Paul mentioned in Ephesians, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are so grateful for that we can be a part of that marching band, marching on the way to glory. And so Paul also said that as we walk in love. Now, Henry made mention of last weekend. I trust we were just looking at that all week, really. Has there been any changes in our feeding our trees? Has there been any changes in our roots going a little deeper? And things like that, I had to think of in myself. It was such a blessing and inspiration for young people. And I can say with Henry, I appreciated the youth that were here from other areas. They were a very, I think, a special type of youth. I, of course, wasn't with them all the time during their volleyball games and stuff like that. But we were blessed as older people, or at least I was, and I suppose the others were too. And it encouraged us, and I would like to be an encourager as well, to encourage and even admonish us as we continue on in our walk of love, as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us, for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. It is wonderful. You know, the Word of God is food for the Christian. Jesus said that man doesn't live with bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so every Christian needs a certain amount of spiritual food from the Word of God to stay alive. If we don't continue in that, eating that food, the Word of God, we're going to die. And so it was certainly an encouragement last weekend in all those messages we had and the scriptures and the encouragements and the truths that were given to us. I just think, and I can confess in me, it made a difference. And I just hope that every one of us could feel that way, that we are better on course in what we are feeding our tree of righteousness as we continue on. And of course, in addition to those that have certain responsibilities, we all have a responsibility to be a missionary for God. But we need to have special feeding from the Word of God, drinking from the fountain that will never run dry. Now, the food that we need is, another thing that I had to think of. In our communion situation, that was such a blessing, brothers and sisters, that we could forgive. We could clear the sheets and follow now. We want to follow peace with all men and holiness. without which no one shall see the Lord. Are we holy? Are we increasing in our holiness through obedience and walking with God? Without holiness, we won't see the Lord. And the apostle, the Hebrew writer says in second chapter and the first verse, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and use these things. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says that having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, and I can say that I dearly love you people. And so he says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, the fear of God. What is the fear of God? Someone asked the question, how do we acquire holiness that we can walk with God and that we can see God? How do we acquire holiness? Well, it's like Paul says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, Job had something to say about the fear of God. In chapter 28, verse 28, Job says, unto man, he said. Now, God was speaking. He was back and forth with God and with his miserable comforters. But he says, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. So that situation we had last Sunday, I mean, that aroused me to a new interest in brushing up on things and what we are feeding our tree. He says, Paul says, we are laborers together with God. Laborers together with God. In 1 Corinthians 3:9. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Just like the memory verse that we had today. But thou, O man of God. And that's a very, very encouraging expression. Flee those things. If we were feeding our tree with something that wasn't really, well, we just enjoyed it. The flesh appreciated it. Flee those things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Continue on in them. We need to continue and press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Back to this thing of fear. You might have, in my studies and readings, in my thinking of encouraging myself and encouraging others, we have spoken about the fear of God before, I believe. And you may remember when I relate this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's in Proverbs 9, verse 10. So how do we distinguish the proper and the right kind of fear? Well, we realize that true godly fear is recognized by three things. And number one, it brings deep conviction. Notice these words, deep conviction of sin. And when Holy Spirit conviction comes, sin becomes exceeding sinful. We want to back off. Lord, keep all those things that are not right. Keep those, blot them out of our mind. And let's be victorious in Christ Jesus. And number two, it leads to repentance and saving faith in Christ Jesus. Number three, it creates in the soul a holy reverence for God. It creates in the soul a holy reverence for God, for His Word and His way, keeping the heart tender and causing us to shrink from anything that would turn one's life from Christ. Grieve the Holy Spirit. Encourage the enemy to speak reproachfully or bring dishonor to the name of Christ. That's true, righteous, and godly fear. So, Lord, like someone has said, be thou within me to strengthen me. Be without me to keep me. Above me to protect me. Before me to direct me. And behind me to keep me from straying. And around me to defend the evils. Let us all realize and promise to say no to the devil, the world, and our own flesh and blood. As youth and older people, we'll be much happier. We'll be just so grateful to God, our great God, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of our dear Son, that someday we'll be there in the morning of joy. Looking forward to that, brothers and sisters. The older I get, the more I tend to think about these things. Well, anyhow, so much for that. Maybe that's message enough. I don't know. But turn with me to Matthew chapter 20. We are laborers together with God. We are His husbandry. We are His building. So we are laboring together, and in Sunday school class, our teacher made mention several times about standing together. And standing together, we can accomplish things. We can encourage each other, and we don't want to be a discourager, by no means. For the youth, the children, I just hope that they have gathered a certain amount of these messages and these encouraging words. But here we have, and I don't know what title you want for this message. I was just so full of that encouragement from last week. I just had all these things come to my mind. And so now we'll go in chapter 20 of Matthew. We'll go for the first 16 verses. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out at the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, And they likewise received every man his penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I did thee no wrong. Said, I did thee no wrong. And, see. Okay, I'll go on and read here. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine. Take that thine is. Excuse me, I've got watering eyes this morning. Kind of blurry at times. Take that is thine and go thy way. I will give unto the last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be the first, and the first, the first shall be last, for many are called, but few are chosen. That's a scripture that involves most of us being laborers together for the Lord, with the Lord, in the church, whether it's a large congregation or a small congregation. We are laborers together, laboring with God. And if you're not laboring, you don't get a concept of laboring with the Lord Jesus Christ, with God, then it's time we think on these things. And really take serious our lives. So the words here where he says in the first, that he went out early in the morning. Well, I realize, and I don't want to be too aggressive, but I do realize that for me, getting out early in the morning is a real blessing. And that's what he says here. He went out early in the morning. And so he found some people that were aggressive as well. They wanted work. They weren't laying in bed waiting till somebody wakes them up, but they were aggressive. And like we were talking about in the Sunday school class, how can we tell when a person is just money hungry? I don't think he used that term, but that's what it was thought about. Money hungry. Well, we need to provide for ourselves and to share with those that don't have it as we do. So let's keep that in mind. But I'm going to share a little bit from Matthew Henry's writings here. Nothing was more of a mystery, and this was kind of a new thought to me. This has to do with the Jews accepting the Gentiles. This portion of Scripture. He says, nothing was more of a mystery than the rejection of the Jews and the calling of the Gentiles. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs with the Jews. They weren't real happy with that. But the Gentiles were called, and that's the a real mystery. And he goes on to say this seems to be the principal scope of the parable, this parable of the master here, to show that to show that the Jews should be first called to the vineyard, and many of them should come, but at length the gospel should be preached to the Gentiles, and they should receive it and be admitted to equal privileges with the Jews. The parable may be more generally applied and shows that many who begin last and promise little in religion, sometimes it, by the blessing of God, arrive at a greater attainment in knowledge and grace and usefulness than others whose entrance had been more early. When a lot of people make a good start, but then they kind of wander. Let us guard against something like that. When we've been encouraged and really blessed and inspired, let's guard against the devil bringing laxness into our lives or thinking about other things and loving the world more than the things of God. It is certainly necessary that we think on these things. And the householder, yes, God is the householder. God is the householder, and he has work that he will have done. And you and I are workers in his vineyard. If we're not, let's get out there and get hired by the grace of God. Let's long to be a worker in the vineyard of the Lord. And so he says they got out earlier at the six o'clock. Well, anyhow, that's not real early, and yet it is. It varies. And a penny. And I tried to find out how much a penny would be in our day. And I mean, according to the day's wages for a day's work. And one writer said it was like $20 a day. Well, I guess when I was 18, I worked for $1.10 an hour, so that I just got about, what, $10, $12 a day. But I thought I was making money. And I guess at that time, that's been a few years ago, prices weren't what they are now either. But anyhow, they were agreed. That was the thing. They were agreed that they would work for a penny a day. And whosoever is right... who would agree, excuse me, I got that mixed up. Anyhow, the third hour, they went out the third hour. And whatsoever is right, God will be sure not to be behind with any of the things, the service that we do. And working with him, God is concerned about each one. And the third and the fourth hour and all those as it goes on, the sixth hour to the ninth hour, that was like 12 o'clock, noon, and then 3 o'clock p.m., and the 11th hour was 5 o'clock p.m. And they some had just gone out for a couple hours. The Gentiles came in at the 11th hour, but it was because the gospel had not been before preached to them. And those that have had the gospel offers made them in the third and sixth hour and have resisted and refuse them will not have that to say for themselves. You know, these, and here there was envy involved, jealousy. Here we worked all day long in that heat, and actually they forgot all about the agreement that they had with the goodman of the house. So they, he said, well, in the scripture here, he says, well, if I can find the verse now. But when the first came, in verse 10, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine, and go thy way. I will give unto thee this last, even as unto thee. So everyone did what they were supposed to. And then he asked, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last were first. And I think it's in the chapter before this that Jesus was teaching the disciples, and he said that the first shall be last. And here he says, the last shall be first. And so this is God's doings. And we want to continue. We have promised at our baptism, we promised that we would follow him, whether by life or death, we would stay with him. And so it is... If I can get the thoughts together now. They did not come for pay until they were called, and we must be patient with God's time for our rest and recompense. We must be patient with God as we work in his vineyard. And then on, go by the master's clock. In calling the laborers, they begin from the last to the first. Every man a penny, giving of a whole day's wages to those that had not done the tenth part of a day's work, and designed to show God's God distributes his rewards by grace and sovereignty, not by debt. Makes me think of Joseph Yoder's 21-year-old son. He was allowed to go home long before us 70 and 80-year-olds. He didn't work near as hard, near as long. That's the thought that is in this situation. But we are grateful, and God, you know, dispenses our time. And but let's not decide that, well, we're just young. We got lots of time to enjoy life and so forth. Let's not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So whether we work all our lives and done a job for a person this past week. He said his not his father-in-law, his grandfather. He worked hard all his life, and he died at 98 years of age. He said his mind was clear. he was working. And then some babies are stillborn. They go to glory right away. And others in youth, from recently 6 and 8 year olds and on up to 21. Brothers and sisters, we just don't know when God has our time set. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. So may we as workers labor in his vineyard. Willing workers is what he likes. He appreciates that, and he blesses beyond measure. Well, so let us continue on and not do murmurings and so forth. Let's appreciate what God has done for us. Some have all the money and more than they need. We had that. We didn't get very far, by the way, in that chapter today, did we? About the rich ones being ready to distribute. But it's just as important for some of us that don't make a huge amount of money. It is so important that we still give God's portion and more. The tithe plus offerings. And so may we continue. Like the Apostle Paul says, if you make a lot of money, give a lot. If you make a little, give a little. You know, whatever it works out. So may God help us to truly follow in the steps of Jesus. He was here for, 33? He was 33, I guess, when he was crucified. Am I right on that number? But he did his work. But now he's went to heaven, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you as young people, for the others as middle-aged, and for us as older people, interceding for us, that we could be satisfied, longing to go home to be with him. And it may be sooner than we think. We just don't know. But let us follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Let's kneel for prayer.